Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
We're going to say the Lord's Prayer after me. And then we're going to worship the Lord in some prayer language, Holy Ghost prayer language, praying tongues. We believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We believe Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Tell your neighbor, power. There is power here tonight. There is anointing here tonight. There is breakthrough here tonight. There are miracles here tonight. And God, the angelic host is here tonight. And awesome, awesome worship and praise. And God is enthroned on the praises of his people. So right now, I want you to know that the Lord is enthroned over us, over our praises right now. The Lord, the King of glory, is hovering over us. We bow down before him. Glorify him. And as we do so, as he is in the midst of his people, his glory is just whooshing out there in the name of Jesus. And get some whoosh tonight. And you're going to give that whoosh out. You're being anointed with the glory, with the what I call the whoosh, whoosh. It'll come and transform you. We are going from glory to glory. Hallelujah. So say after me, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Thank you, Lord. I worship you. Now raise your hand. Hallelujah. Pray in the Spirit. Pray. Sing in the Spirit. Sing in the Spirit now. Yeah. Let your glory come. Oh, hallelujah. Breakthrough glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. Thank you, Lord. You dwell in our midst. Oh, drink it more. Some of you need a little more of a drink of the Holy Ghost. He is alive, risen from the dead, the King of glory. Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, Lily of the Valley, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer tonight, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, he's our shepherd, you shall lack for nothing. Yay! Hallelujah! Glory, 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 glory. Yeah, karabarabata. Someone's vision is being healed tonight. You're watching or here even. If God is, right now he's touching your eyes. Some, if you need healing in your eyes, just put your hand over your eyes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Any spirit of infirmity, anything that's in your family line right now, we break curses where vision is concerned. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Those little spots in front of the eyes, the Lord is touching people's eyes. Thank you, Lord. Now raise your hands again and praise Him in the Spirit. Oh! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Let God arise.
Let God arise.
Let His enemies be scattered. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want you to see a dome over you, over your family, a dome of glory, shining bright, like the pillar of fire by day, the cloud by day, and the fiery pillar by night. Cover the people. The Lord is covering you, covering our families, covering our sons and daughters, our grandsons, our granddaughters, our loved ones. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Someone's father's prostate cancer is being touched in the name of Jesus. Right, lay hands, Todd, Cindy, lay hands on Richie right now. We send the healing anointing right now to England. Touch his dad in the name of Jesus. Lord, stretch forth your hand to heal, bless Mr. Newman, in Jesus' name. Let the angels go tonight. Glory, touch, break every yoke of cancer right now. Every spirit of death be gone. Hallelujah. Many more years to glorify you and love you and witness to your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We praise you and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have a loved one who has got cancer, they may not be here, but you know you've been praying for them, or a neighbor, just wave your hand where you are. We are believing tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We lay hold. Jesus took that cancer on the cross. We are believing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and the yoke of cancer, even if they're saying stage four, we thank you, Father. We have got testimony of your glory that you have healed stage four cancer right here in this place. Hallelujah. Overnight, miracles are here as we praise and worship the King of Glory. There is nothing impossible with our God. Amen. Give him a big clap up. We give you praise. Amen. 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 Say thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. And we're going to continue worshiping. Will you mind just giving him a big clap to the worship team? Man, I'm so glad I came. Wow. Well, the glory I'm feeling, I would charge, entrance fee of $1,000 or something. But we get in for, it's so anointed. Sometimes I just want to sit and go, put your hand on your tummy. And go, Okay, when you get hit by the power of God, I want you to know And that's why the Pentecostals, early Pentecostals, the Azusa Street Revival, the Western, they would make noises. In Finney's, John Wesley's, they have expurgated or they have cut out the diary of manifestations of people roaring, people in Azusa, rolling on the floor. And they were called holy rollers. Why? They were hit by the power of God. They didn't know what to do. And they would roll. I remember when I did a healing service many years ago. And this happened many times, but I remember Anaheim, and I had a morning service for pastors, and we had about 2,000 more pastors. And the glory came. I started getting specific words. Some of them have been written up in books, that service. But people were hit by the power of God, and they stayed, and they couldn't get them up. So they were there at the end of the service, the afternoon service, the evening service, after midnight. They were just zonked. They couldn't move. And people knew, leave him alone. But I really sense. And then this worship, I felt like roaring, doing something. Anyway, I got drunk in the spirit. It was fun, so much fun. We'll continue worshiping. And that song, He's Worthy of It All. Oh, man. He is. So, by the way, this dome, I feel we're going to, as we worshiped and praised him tonight, there was like a dome of glory. There is also a dome of protection, that pillar of fire at night that we often put up there on the board there for people to see. You picturize, it lets you see that this is what the Holy Spirit, you shall receive power, the Holy Spirit come upon you, and we pray in tongues and all that. You are the people of God. Say, we are the people of God. So you are the God's covenant people, just like the children of Israel. They had a revelation, and they kept the lamb, and they slaughtered it on the 14th day. They took its blood and put it on the doorposts and lintels, and they ate the flesh. This is what we do. Even tonight, we're going to do it at communion, and then we're going to do it Sunday morning. And know that what that means is you are part of the covenant people of God. You have a covenant with the blood of Jesus. You are connected with the glory. You're connected with the spirit of deliverance. You're connected that the yoke of curses and slavery and poverty and every yoke is broken through the blood of Jesus. Say, through the blood of Jesus. So it is all we are talking. We want to quicken in our lifetime, in this era, in this moment, the awesomeness of the Lamb of God who gave his life for you, who shed his blood for you. Say, for me. My family. So it was that they take the lamb for a household. So it's also a household blessing. You're a point of contact for yourself, for your wife, for your husband, for your son, for your daughter, for your sons and daughters and granddaughters and grandsons. So I sense the lamb's protection special. And they're saying, there are like certain things that are like almost like opposite. So There is a like a plague or a whatever you call it, a flu epidemic right now. Yeah. That is one of the things I've seen. It's really weird. It's not just natural. It is supernaturally evil. Because some of the reports I hear, people are healthy, just fine, and suddenly, boof, this hits, and in 2-3 days, some of them are dead. And this kind of things I'm seeing all across the nation, reports of even people in their 20s and 30s being hit by that. That's just, there is some very demonic thing. And we want to, remember when the Moses, that they had to put up that emblem of the cross, and everyone who looked at it, the plague stopped. So the plague stopped. Amen. And so tonight, we are saying in the name of Jesus, together we are going to claim that the plague is broken, the yoke of this flu epidemic. And we don't want to see ourselves or anyone in this. I mean, the wards in the hospitals, many of the areas in the United States are filled with people with this thing that I believe behind it is demonic attack. And only the blood of Jesus, only the pleading, the name of Jesus and his complete work will break that yoke. And we are claiming, we are standing as God's people. God's people have the authority in Jesus' name to break the yoke of the plague. Okay, so we are going to, as we worship, see, as we adore, things are happening. The power, the glory is emanating from us, our prayers over us, our city, over the nation, in Jesus' name. And then we are thanking the Lord for every answered prayer. Yet, I mean, it's what's coming and what's coming up in this year. God is answering our prayer. And even ahead of time, this theme this week, we are saying, we want to thank the Lord ahead of time for all the miracles he is giving for us and our children. Amen. Give him a big clap. And did you notice? And see, we have to be watchmen on the walls. This is the watch of the Lord. And the watch, this is, it's a watch of the Lord. So it's supernatural, okay? It's not just, I mean, we are not just guards, but we are supernatural guards in the glory. You are watchmen in the glory. You have authority. Say authority. So people don't, often they have quite a bit of teaching and measure of revelation on the power, but we have very little revelation of authority, what authority means. And you need, we all need to have deeper revelation of the authority. It's authority. Put it on, put your hand on your tummy. Say, I have authority. Okay. Otherwise, we get scared. And you need to, over revelation, Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me. Therefore, go. And so you're commissioned to exercise this authority and grow in the anointing of the revelation of authority you carry for yourself to bless your children, to bless your neighbor, bless the church, bless our nation. So we, and then there are other things that are negative forces. And so we, those who have watchmen, see, hey, hey, look up there. That looks suspicious. It is a neighboring army trying to come in. I'm going to blow the shofar. We're going to get, we're going to send a portion of our troops, see what's there. And we are aware and then bind the works of the enemy by using our different weapons. And some of the main ones are the praise and worship and the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. These are things that we exercise. So it is, these are essential things that we have to be equipped of in the time frame we are living in. And you saw, for example, the amazing wave of restoration and prosperity that, I mean, it, these are some of the, now they say it's the lowest jobless rate in 42 years. That's something to say, thank you, Lord. That that's a sign of restoration. But we are watchers and prayer warriors over the restoration. It's when Joel chapter 2, you find that it's when his people fast and pray that God then gives the former and latter rain and brings restoration on the land, restores prosperity, restores abundance of crops. Say abundance. And so We don't want just barely enough. We want more than enough. Say more than enough. Say abundance. And there is a reason why. Because there is a spirit that is that has been around, and it has got supernatural power. And that is the spirit of communism, of Marxism, of which is behind the scenes is globalism, and which is these isms. I want you to know that they are for real, that these things, and I really believe, as the more I see, that there are some politicians who have been bought away by the spirit of globalism. They are taking bribes for major billions, and they are bought out by these forces that, in a sense, don't want America to prosper, that let's all nations, equal. Let's all be equal. We be equal with this poor nation. The terrible thing is, in that, equal is in the place of desperate poverty and lack. And that everybody, no. The destiny of America, the destiny of Great Britain, it is to prosper and be a blessing for Germany, for other nations to be. When this revival came, when the Protestant Reformation, we talk about, well, these are religious moments. No, they were beyond that. They influenced culture, they influenced nations, and the what we call the Protestant work ethic was a fruit of massive revival glory coming over Germany, over Switzerland, over Netherlands, over Britain, over Scandinavian countries, and they turned to the living God. They turned to revival, but it did not make them just super religious people. They were transformed people by the glory of God, and so wherever they worked, they brought prosperity, and it's called the Protestant work ethic, and it was just something, and you see where you can almost draw a line where the wave of Reformation and revival came. So that's what we want right now. And so I was on the theme of prosperity that we are seeing. I mean, this is the last few months, suddenly, resurgence of our economy. And I believe that's part of the destiny that those who have heard the name of Jesus, who have received the gospel. America is one of the premier ones. But so are some of the Western nations like Germany and Britain and other nations. But this, as we are blessed, then abundance, I mentioned. When you have abundance, you have more than enough to give. I travel, as you know, Bonnie and I have to travel quite a bit. And some of you have traveled with us. But we have to stay in different hotels and all that. Whenever I can, when I see someone who is cleaning our room and all that, I will sneak around them. And then, where I can, I will give them $50, $100. Just, so why? I'm sneaking in a blessing. And I'm going to get a hundredfold blessing. And we are, as we, God prospers us, we sow seed. Wherever we can, we sow. So out of abundance, we can give. Amen? Yeah. So may God bless you with abundance. May God bless you with abundance. Such abundance that we are givers. And wherever we are, oh, the kingdom of God has come. These guys are kings and priests. They behave like kings and priests. They are prospering. And wherever they are, there is blessing and prosperity and increase. That's the anointing. And so against it is a spirit. So when I saw, as we were surging up, suddenly the stock market is being attacked. And I really felt like there was a sneaky evil spirit trying to attack us, the spirit of globalism, the spirit of and we as intercessors have to rise up and say, no way are you going to touch our economic restoration. God is blessing America. And we pray, God bless America. May we prosper more and more and more as never before, so we can evangelize the nations. We can bless the widows and the orphans. We can feed orphans. We take it like we are. This church is participating in blessing, feeding the poor in Jerusalem, and taking care of the Indian reservations to provide heat in the winter. Different things where when we have abundance, we can bless others. And I'm praying for every family that you have the millionaire and billionaire anointing. Your children will be multimillionaires. Why? So that we can give and bless others. Amen? Hallelujah. So there is a reason. Why, but we have to stand guard as watchmen. Am I making sense? So be aware. Be discerning. One of the gifts of the Spirit is what? Discerning of spirits. That means we know when the Holy Ghost comes. I mean, we were tonight as we were worshiping, I was vibrating. I was saying, whoa, yes, Lord, you're worthy of it all. And I'm so glad I could come and be at the watch and get that vibration. I feel bad for others who are not free or don't have the revelation of coming and getting their batteries charged. This is the glory charge battery. Now, if you know how your car sometimes kind of you left the light on and it goes boop, and you got to get a charge. Well, I'm getting a charge every time I come here and worship. It's awesome. Anyway, but with that then, you have a responsibility to be a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. You take up the sword of the Spirit and tell demonic forces, together we can do it. And so this is what the last Fridays of our corporate fast. We're going to end on the 14th. Is it 14th? Yeah, 14th. Anyway, next week. So we are still, there is power in the corporate fast. So this is our last Friday of the corporate fast. So we are concluding it with saying, Lord, we are giving you thanks. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers you have answered, the prayers you are in the process of answering, the prayers you're going to answer. Maybe it'll be in September or July or November. But I am saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Say, thank you, Lord. All right. So we are saying to the devil, back off. You will not touch our economy. And there are voices. I mean, it's funny how you can read about it, that they don't like America to be blessed. Even in America, there are people who are so married to the spirit of socialism and communism. I don't want to be in politics, right? I'm just saying, these are demonic forces. And so we want our children, as I saw the little ones worshiping the Lord, I was so delighted. And I said, we are not only worshiping and battling for us, but for their generation. That may they be in a greater, when they grow up and are adults, if the Lord tarries, may they be in even a greater wave of prosperity. May they be able to not have to struggle, that they will be living in some of the wealthiest nation in the world, so we can keep on blessing. Hallelujah. And with that, we want to also, I'm just so blessed. We have had so many communications with some major leaders, and the women are rising up. And so there are next week, there are hundreds of hungry women coming here to the Daughters of the Lion Conference. And we bless each of them. All right? Raise your hands. Say, we bless every daughter of the Lion. Especially those coming to the conference. Bless them. Protect their journey. Protect their families. And may they be touched by your glory right here. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Give the Lord a clap for all those daughters. Over the years, we have had the chance to pray for so many people here to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to receive impartations. Many who came to the Lord, it has been an awesome thing, and may we want to keep on. And there is a new wave, a shofar blast coming to anoint his daughters, to let the women come forth as well as the men. We welcome the men, but we want to release the call of the Lord on all the daughters, all the daughters of the King of Glory. All right? So, and then finally, we are praying continued protection over the President, Vice President, President Trump, Vice President Pence, for all the people, the ones who are in Congress, that the Lord will protect and bless, where no power of violence can come through. So we are thanking the Lord. But so as we thank, we are thanking for answered prayer. All right? That's our theme for the next few days. Lord, we thank you. And we praise you for those prayers that you are answering, and you will be answering in the coming year. So I want you to turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. We're going to read verse 13. And these are the words of Jesus. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So God, the Lord is saying to you, whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. So Father may be glorified and the Son may be glorified. So isn't that fun? Every time you get your prayers answered, it glorifies the name of Jesus. Boy, I want to glorify more and more, because it's a sign. So may each of your prayers, and you know, who's got the envelope? The manila. Well, hold it up, way up there. Yeah. Stand up, way with that. Yeah. There, we have all the prayers. When I came, I held it up. We are agreeing for prayers to be answered, all right? Yes. Hallelujah, during this fast. Thank you, Lord. Point your hands toward that. Yeah, hold it up and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For every answered prayer.
For every answered prayer.
Amen. Thank you. So, what we want you to understand again and refresh is that prayer can do anything that God can do. Prayer can do anything that God can do. So what can God do? God can do anything. Right?
Yes.
So prayer releases that. So God can do anything because we have prayed. And often, well, at least twice a year, we usually do corporate fasting. So prayer and fasting brings God into action. So your prayer, your worship, your thanksgiving, God's power is activated. Where you have prayed, God to meet a prayer need. That prayer will be met through Jesus Christ. So every answered prayer, realize that absolutely, legally, the one who gets all the glory for your answered prayer is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he took every burden, every curse on himself, and on the cross gave everything so you may have your prayers answered. And then Jesus declared, it is finished. So by his stripes, we are healed. So all glory for answered prayer goes to Jesus Christ. And then we look at John 16. Verse 23 says, Again, the words of Jesus is in, even in my iPad, they're in red. And in that day, verse 23, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. And when we get prayers answered, realize that that answered prayer, and I'm believing many, 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 many answered prayers for this year.
Yes.
As we're in agreement. And I mean, already God's answering prayers about babies that have not even manifested. I remember, who was that intern that came and stayed here from Europe? What's his name?
Daniel
Schlutz. Yeah, he was such a darling and good looking for some young ladies. Way before he was existing, his folks came to my crusade. It was either in Czechoslovakia or one of those places. And they asked me to pray for prayer because they couldn't have children. They were barren. And I looked at Daniel's father and mom and I said, the Lord chose me two sons in the glory. And I'm praying they'll manifest. And sure enough, the next year, they had Daniel. And then they had another son. And but I saw, I mean, it gets into the prophetic and the glory and all of that. But they were there in the glory. You are connected to something so awesome and supernatural as you pray. And I bless them. Another one, Jim Gall, who is a great prophetic gift to the nation. I mean, if you know Jim Gall, he has come here and done our conferences. Great, wonderful author and gift. He calls me his spiritual father. I said, I'm old enough to be your older brother. I'm just kidding. I really love him. But he tells everything in his book he has shared often. He and his wife were barren. And I think I was in Warren, Missouri. And he was pastoring there. And that they couldn't have any children. I said, can you pray for us? I laid hands on him. I said, and in the glory, I see three children. And as many years, this is many years ago. He has four children. So God broke the yoke of barrenness. And he gave them not only three, but four. So he sat down with me one time and said, Mahesh, you told us, you had a vision of three children, but I have four. The way he said it, I said, you have any objection? You want to give one back? I mean, but the thing is, God answers. We are connecting. So part of this ministry and the calling of this church is to be, there are some unique things that God is anointing us for and you for, and is to get in touch with the presence of the Lord, to get in the anointing. And that's why because that is in the glory, you'll get pregnant with the vision and answered prayer. And then we stay connected in worship and prayer until the answer manifests. And then when you hold that baby and it's an answer to prayer. I mean, it's amazing. And it shows what? God loves you. He's answered prayer. That it's His love, His wisdom, His goodness, and His awesome power that is manifesting this answered prayer. Matthew 7, again, Matthew 7. Okay, we will get to Matthew 7. And verse 7 and 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So, knock. And it's in the Greek, it's what they call the present imperative. That's a Greek form. When you may have heard this before. It's not only just seek, it's seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. So that's why as we pray, as we fast, we keep, God, Jesus himself said, keep doing it. Keep knocking. Don't give up. People do knock, 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 and that's it. So you keep knocking. We keep seeking. So that's why we are persistent and we are persevering and we have confidence in Jesus. That's why it's often good for us to keep sharing the awesome things God has done, to testify of His goodness. And it helps each of us to say, okay, I'm going to persevere and I'm going to knock and keep on knocking. Tell your neighbor, keep on knocking. Tell your other neighbor, keep on seeking. So we seek and keep seeking. Knock and keep knocking. And then he goes on, what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If thee then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to you that ask him? Good things. Wow. As far as I remember, I've only tried to do the best and give good gifts for my kids. By the way, to you gentlemen, I want to lovingly tell you, remember, if you have not ordered anything for your wife, Valentine's Day is coming up. Just a word of knowledge. For good relations for the coming year, I'm trying to look after all aspects of your life. And to make some of the answers, prayer will be in that key, part of the key is to not forget Valentine's Day. I'm having fun. And he is giving me good things. Raise your hands. See, he's giving me good things. Good things. Good things. All right. I hope you don't mind asking you to repeat. But it embeds the Word of God. It embeds the prophetic word as we repeat. And we are speaking to the elements all around. We are prophesying to ourselves. Oh, yes, he's giving me good things. Oh, they're on their way, the good things. And they are. So we seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. So that's part of, as we do fasting and prayer, there are reasons why we are agreeing with each of you. And those watching on the World Wide Web, we are agreeing in prayer for miracles and signs and breakthroughs. And then, don't get impatient. They're up there in your calendar, and God said, I'm going to answer that prayer, and it will. When I prayed that prayer for the couple that was barren, The natural process had to come. I mean, it's not like, boom, okay, next week you're going to have your baby. You have to give it some time. So, in that then, we often, in our enthusiasm, we run ahead of the Lord and then self-fulfill certain things, and it does not come out as good as God intended because we have not been patient. So some of the manifestation has to come in its time. God says, I am going to answer your prayer. But if you run ahead, it's like Abraham, who ran ahead and got impatient. And he birthed an Ishmael that became a burden to Israel all the rest of the generations. So God is planning to give you good things, but don't run ahead of him. He has got good things going. Mary and Martha, for example, if you read in John 11, almost the whole chapter, their brother is sick. They ask the Lord. The Lord has eaten at their house so many times, has been a guest. They'll consider him their best friend, one of the dearest friends. And they say, hey, we're not asked for much, but please come and heal our brother. He's seriously sick. And Jesus seems to be delaying and delaying. And why was he delaying? Lazarus died. Because Jesus not only was wanting to heal him, he was going to raise him from the dead. It was a greater miracle that he was going to manifest. So anyway, glory to God. I want to say he's preparing the best for you. The best answer. And in that then, I want to conclude with looking at Psalm. Let's look at Psalm. I want us to get into that place of finalizing this thought. As I've been talking about, we have talked about the Lord's Prayer the last few weeks, and that as we pray and fast this last few days of the fast. Now, I don't want you to stop praying. We continue through the year worship and praise and thanksgiving. But many teachers will teach about one of the best ways to think of prayer is called ACTS. It's spelled out ACTS. A is for adoration when you think of prayer. C is for confession. T is for thanksgiving. And S is for supplication. But we begin in that we want to specialize very much where I'm vibrating more with the word, because that's what we were doing as we started tonight, was worship and praise. It's adoration. Say adoration. So here in Psalm 148, it says, praise the Lord, or really go into adoration. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Say, praise him, all his angels.
Praise him, all his angels.
Praise him, all his hosts. That's the heavenly host. Praise him, sun and moon. So this is adoration. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. For let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. So he's saying to all of this, angels, praise him. Sun and moon, praise him. Stars, shining brightly at night, praise him. You heavens of heavens, praise him. All of creation, praise him. So we want to go into adoration. Remember, one of my favorite things I played, I think a couple of years ago, or two, was this, the crickets, and this man named Wilson, many years ago, recorded the crickets chirping at night, and then slowed the recording down to the level of the of a lifetime. And he slowed it down. And this was, do you have it? Can you play? This is not any music. This is cricket slowed down. They are worshiping the Lord, all of creation. Many scientists that this is, it is the music of creation. That's not a choir singing. That's the cricket singing. Wow. Isn't that something? Praise God. Well, so, all of you creatures, praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures. So the whales are singing, and all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, praise him. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, all men and children, praise him. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the heavens and the heaven. And he exalted the horn of his people. The praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. That's part of as we adore him. You can use some of these. Psalm 148, 149, and Psalm 150. These are some of the greatest Psalms that you can use, and there are other areas, but these are some of the fun. If the crickets are praising him, I certainly don't want to miss praising the Lord. Angels and creation and people, and especially, it says, both young men and maidens, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the heaven and the earth. And then verse 14 says, he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints. So now he goes from all of creation, all kings and all princes and all the earth and all. And then he goes, the final thing is, he has exalted the horn of his people. Horn means authority of his covenant people. You, as I said, are a covenant people. You belong to the church of Jesus Christ. You belong to his blood-washed people. So he ends all of that praise by pointing a special anointing and authority over his people. So you exercise above all of the other creation. You are commissioned to praise and honor the name of the Lord. The praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. So realize that his covenant people are the closest to him because they have been washed in the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Isn't that awesome? I love that. And, and then it goes on to Psalm 149. I I was going to stop here, but anyway. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. And it's praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. I'll tell you, I don't know whether we... Next time we... a few times we have taken people with us as we go to Israel. And I hope we can, no, not too distant future, do it. We get so booked up with other things. But we have had a chance when we go, we have often been able to stay at Mount Zion Hotel. And it's right there on Mount Zion. And we stay there and, oh, at night you look out there and you can see the all of Jerusalem and the light shining. And you want to do something like the crickets are doing, saying, woo, woo, wave. Praise the Lord. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He'll beautify the humble with salvation. That's the best makeover you can get. He'll beautify with salvation. He's beautifying you. That's why I say, I am beautiful. Did you get that? Anyway, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. See how the praise becomes a weapon. So realize that we are wielding a weapon against these powers of darkness that I referred at the beginning. These are in the now that we are battling against the plague of the flu. We are taking we are praising God. We are taking a two-edged sword against powers of darkness that would attack us, our families, our church, or the nation. This is a national plague right now, the flu. Just think of it. And then the attack. As our economy is emerging, there was an attack, I believe, by different, whatever unknown forces, whether it's George Soros or all that. Some of these have some great, demonic powers. And that only the church has the authority to bind back the demonic powers so that our economy will be more powerful so we can bless the nations with our generosity and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to, we have here, and I'm going to let some of you come, you know. I so appreciate the people doing this because I've asked this. We have found our anointing bottles all across the earth. There are people, take them. Can you send me two bottles? And they are there in Germany, they're in Belgium, different places. But we, as we pray and fast, during our fast, we bless this anointing oil that's going forth. We're going to be giving some of these daughters of the lion blessing. That this, we are praying impartation of the glory on all this oil. When people are sick, it says in the Bible, let the elders of the church come, anoint them with oil. But we are just saying that every believer can carry the name of Jesus and pray for people. And we're going to equip you with the oil. So, hallelujah. Father, bless this oil. And what? Bring all the other containers and bring them up onto the, if you want to put them on the floor. And I want some of our healing team people, I'll lay hands on them. Thank you, Father. And then I want you to put them there in the middle. So our healing team, so life group leaders, if you will help me come, and then some of the others, just lay hands. Just don't mesh them up. Anyway, you can take them. Richie, you can take a bottle up there and a bag. Some of you, just put it, lay it on the floor, and let's, as we do so, first, I want you to sing. That was so awesome. I just was vibrating with, you're worthy of it all. Okay, let's saying that I want, in fact, some of you, all the rest of you come, I want some to lay hands on this, and we're going to, as we worship the Lord, we're going to pray the anointing just come, and God answer every prayer of the people who have need. The people, the woman, do you remember Cindy Schaefer last year? And she came with stage 4 cancer. And I gave her one of these bottles. I prayed for her. And she came back. I believe it was next week. She went to the doctor and the cancer was all gone. So, miracle. Say miracle. Hallelujah. The rest of you, stand. If you want to come, help them lay hands on these people as we lay hands. But come up, stand around us, and let's sing. You're worthy of it all. Just sing loud. Give Him praise. Realize that your prayers are being answered even now.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.